Hey, it's Sklar Brothers here. View from the cheap seats. This week we have an unbelievable guest. He played in the NFL, had over 10,600 yards rushing, and now he's got a great acting career. He's Thomas Q. Jones. Man, did you have fun on the show?
Man, I had a blast on this show. Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah, we got super deep, man. It was early in the morning out here in the West Coast.
Man, listen,
y'all got my brain working early, man.
I'm talking issues. I'm saying, look, we got so deep, we put her butt to sleep. That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome, Matt.
Welcome, Matt. We're gonna welcome Matt. This is the welcome. Welcome, Matt. Welcome, Matt. Welcome, Matt. Welcome, Matt. Hey, this is the that was the digital audio. Welcome,
Matt, right there. Okay. Digital audio welcome Matt right there, okay? Okay, just a little digital audio welcome Matt right there, okay? Okay, yeah. It's so hard to find
the right spot to where it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? It's like when you sit down in the chair, it's never just right,
you know?
It's always so close, it doesn't give you the right back support, but then you think it's good, and then you sit there for 2 hours, and next thing you know, it's hurting now, okay? It's hurting. Why can't they just make a chair to fit me, okay? We good? There we go. Now we're good.
We're good. Now we're good. You happy with that, huh? You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, welcome to Twisting the Wind. This is it right now. Did you wonder what it was going to be? And you're like, I wonder what this is going to be once I get in here. Nope, this is what it is. This is it. You know what, one time a friend of mine gave his tape of his radio show to his brother, and his brother was like, this is just a tape of you talking and playing music. It's true. Everybody was right in that situation. Brother disappointed, person doing radio show, yeah, that's what a radio show is. Are you disappointed by Twisting the Wind? Hope not. I'm not. But then again, I know what's happening right now. I'm self-aware. I've got my cans on. I know the sound that's happening right when it's happening. I can hear it, okay? I'm sure there's a little bit of latency here. You know about latency? It's the time it takes, okay? It takes time to get that feedback. Who knows? Maybe things happen a lot faster than we realize, and when we hear them, it takes like longer than we think it does, and actually, we're all in the past. We're all just so far in the past. And the real future is spiders. It's just spiders. Spiders live in the moment more than any other creature. I think that's probably true. Right? Doesn't that make sense? Spiders live in the moment. I think they do. They've pretty much got the world on lockdown. I think if they wanted to, they could just basically like sew up this place, literally. Just sew it up and be like, okay, we're going to take it all. But they're allowing us to. Yeah, spiders. I think they have the power. Can you imagine if spiders, if all the spiders in the world were just maybe twice the size they are now, all of them? It's not that big. Think about it. The biggest spider in the world is probably like the size of like a dinner plate, a small dinner plate, and even then, that's a lot of legs. We're not talking. They're not massive. They don't have a lot. They're not like you know, well-fed pugs that weigh 40 pounds. Even though they look like a fire plug, you know, it's not a French bulldog out there. Which I'm coincidentally totally over. Wow. Aren't you glad you heard that?
Yeah.
The spiders. They could do it. If you just doubled their size, just doubled all their size, that would be it. We'd be like, we would be the slaves of spiders. They would have taken over. It'd just be, they'd be so fast. They'd be rolling through town like in these, like, what was that? Was that a motorcycle? No, that was a fucking spider. was a spider. Something about that is really funny to me. A spider going really fast. Because you know they've got it. They've got that speed. Just dropping in, just tucking and rolling like some special hairy bowling ball. Whoa, man! That spider's here! He's going to take your house, man. That spider will take your house. And you'll be like, no. I'm just going to start making webs. And like, okay, can you get out of here? He's not going to reply because he can't talk. He doesn't need to talk. He just makes webs. I said, he. How mean is that, huh? How mean is that? That is offensive to spiders and to women. Spiders are both. They're definitely both women and men. But they're spiders. Maybe they have a better word for that whole thing. Spiders, they took over. They got bigger and then they took everything away, okay? They just, you can't stop the spider. That's a great song, isn't it? Have you heard that one? Can't stop the spiders. So hey, here's the deal. Thank you for joining me here on Twisting the Wind, all right?
In the studio.
Okay, thank you.
You need emergency surgery in the studio.
You got that?
May need emergency surgery in the studio. We may need emergency surgery in the studio.
That might happen, okay? So thank you for joining me on Twisting the Wind here today. It's a great time to be here. I'm really happy to be sitting in this chair right now talking to you and just generally spraying forth sounds like I'm allowed to do. This is going to be a doozy of an episode. You know what that means? It means it's going to be like every other episode. Yo, all doozies stacked up. Like a bunch of bricks made of gold, okay? Go ahead. Go into your iTunes and download. Also, would love it if you would rate the show and leave a comment saying a comment that that goes along with your rating, which I would hope would be 5 stars. You know, we'd all like that. We'd all like that. We'd all just like that. It would be really great. We'd really like if you could leave a nice note. Just let them know they're doing a good job, okay? They appreciate that. Chris Cooper's here. He's going to be talking for a little bit, just being a southerner, being the only actor allowed to be a redneck. Hi, I'm Chris Cooper. That's not what he sounds like. Not at all. Not even a little bit. I want to tell you about this. I think I would like to start something here on this show. And that thing is a smell description contest. That sounds like the dumbest thing anyone's ever said. A smell description contest. Oh, man, that's boring as hell, isn't it? I only say this because I found myself laughing alone the other night. Because I keep thinking of a way to describe the worst smell. Like how you know, let's say you're writing for like a TV show and there's a sassy character who's like, hey, your pop smells like hot garbage. Well, I say that. I say like as though that doesn't actually exist, as though I didn't actually have to hear someone describe someone as hot garbage, which if you don't know, hot garbage is the most boring, obvious way to describe something that smells bad. Hot garbage. Ooh, wow. Ooh, this guy is sassy. Hot garbage. Something that everyone knows smells bad is garbage. What if we made it hot? What if we made it hot? Huh? What if we did that? Wouldn't it be crazy if we said that to him? Like, look, if this guy, he says this to him, he says he smells like hot garbage. Ah, man, that just tickles me dead. That gets me. It gets me. Okay, that's what I'm talking about replacing. And I think a great version of that that would be funnier is, I've already built this up so much that I should sneeze to re-interrupt this and make it better. I think if you said someone smelled like the, a trash fire at Long John Silver's is a lot more funny, I think. Isn't that trash fire at Long John Silver's? That would smell pretty fucking bad. That I was thinking, or you could say it smells like a trash fire at Long John Silver's that somebody put out with a bucket of sheep's blood. Does sheep's blood smell bad? I don't think it probably does, but it sounds gross, right? Maybe like sheep sweat, but do sheep sweat? Probably don't, because that wool would get ruined. I love wool. Maybe I like wool because it smells like sheep's and smells like sheep sweat. Maybe sheep sweat smells good and I'm just weird. I like wool, okay? If you're ever thinking about, like, hey, I was thinking about getting Johnny this item made of wool, but I don't know if he'd like it. Guess what? He's going to like it. If it fits and it's made of wool, he'll like it. other day I had someone offer me a t-shirt to wear under a wool shirt. I'm like, are you kidding me? Why even wear wool? Why would I even wear the wool? If you put the t-shirt on under the wool, you're defeating the whole purpose of the wool, is to feel you're wearing it. Feel that wooliness. You know? Yeah, I hate myself, so I want to punish. You got to punish?
Punishment. Punishment with wool. We're going to punish you with wool. Punishment with wool.
Okay? Wool punishment. Wool punishment.
Okay, so here's the deal. All right? We now, when I say we, I mean me, have a dedicated email for the show. So if you have a suggestion, if you have a smell idea, if you have some music you think I should listen to, you should email me. It's, guess what it is. Go ahead and guess. Go ahead. Really? You're right. It's twistingthewind@gmail.com. Okay. So send in your queries, your questions, your posers, your short circuit fan art. I'm telling you, if somebody sent me some short circuit fan art, I would frame it in a minute. Because if you don't know about me, I like that. I also decided that if I ever have a significant amount of money, I will squander it on framing things that are not meant to be framed. At least not taken to a framer that costs money. Okay, how interesting is that? Great. So, yes, go ahead, send an email. Send your hate my way. I'll absorb it and shit it out into beautiful audio gold. Go ahead. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead, fucking do it. Send me your hate. Send me your vitriol. Don't actually. You can, but I don't give a shit. Okay, how about stepping into some music here? A brief touch of music tastes. Okay. Musical section of Twisting the Wind, starting now. Hey, okay, I want to make this one snappy. Make it. That's also known as quick, you know, snappy, like you snap the beef stick you got. Okay, this is a great song here. This is by a guy named Scott Walker, and he is part of a group called the Walker Brothers. There's a little something to be said about this track from these guys. I think a lot of people, including me, found out about this song due to that movie Bronson. Have you seen that movie Bronson? It's pretty great. You know what? I've got very little bad to say about it. Almost none, I'd say. Great film. And they use this song in the movie that it's... sometimes people use music in movies a lot. And they use it a lot wrong. And sometimes they take a song that's too good to be for a movie. I'm of that opinion. Sometimes there are some songs you just can't put them in a movie because it's like... Then it stops being a movie and starts being a music video for this song that's so fucking good. It's like Otis Redding, I think, is kind of hard to use in a movie because Otis steals the show. He's a motherfucker, okay? I think this is a borderline, but it's somehow it works. It's a song called The Electrician. It's from the Walker Brothers album from, I think, 72 or something. You know what? Actually, no, 78. Yeah, 78. And it's a bunch of three brothers, and you know what? The whole album is not the greatest. I'll say it. There you go, okay? This is a standout. This is by far a standout. But this is the Scott Walker one, and Scott's gone on to do a bunch of other music. He's great. He makes Leonard Cohen look like a kindergarten teacher in terms of creepiness, or he's just so dark and creepy. I can't even imagine what it's like to live in his mind. It must be just like opium for breakfast. That's what it is, okay? So we're going to hear the song The Electrician. This has been haunting me for weeks. I was going to put it on the podcast earlier, but I didn't, okay? Guess what? I didn't. But I think now it's time. And I recommend watching, just listen to the, can we listen to the song, Johnny? Can we do that? How about that, huh? Okay, I'm going to bring it in pretty far into the song, pretty far into the song, because it is my favorite. It is a mounting number. This shit takes a while to ramp up. When it does, it's like a liquid kill rocket, okay? You know what I mean? You know, liquid kill rocket. This is it, The Electrician. We're going to hear a piece of it.
Baby, it's slow. When lights go low,
Okay, thousands of apologies for having to fade this down for the fucking music lawyers, but that's how it is. That song continues on to be sort of like this raging phoenix that just annihilates anyone not pure of heart, and it's like, I mean, the mountingness of this song is the most impossible thing to describe, and the I'm just gonna go but it's so good. It's just it will get in your head, and you'll just be you'll be a different person walking around, sort of just this zombie, because you've been mounted by the spirit of the electrician. What a creepy name, too. So many goddamn what a creep he is. Ugh, I love it. It feels so good to be creeped on by Scott Walker. Yeah, and we'll see the Bronson too. See it. You probably already saw it, but if you didn't, it's great. It's a great story. And it's better than Drive, much better than Drive, which is the same director. Sometimes, you know, consistency is hard, okay? It's really, really hard. You're listening to lack of consistency. I can't even say the fucking word consistency consistently. Okay. I'm going to switch gears on you here. We're going to switch gears on this Monday morning Trackback Hit Sound Station and throw you back into something from Africa. Africa, when people refer to Africa, they always say Africa, never the country it came from, because that would be ridiculous. Africa, it's not independent countries. It's just one big landmass. It's all one country, right? Yeah, it's not. Stop referring to Africa as a country or just saying, you know, Africa. Every part of Africa is a country. Say the fucking country. They're very different. This music is from Ghana. It's a country in the Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. I think that's right. Maybe it's the Gold Coast. I'm not an African scholar, but Ghana is on the west coast of Africa. It is a, from what I hear, it's a beautiful place. And it has some of the greatest music that's ever been recorded in the history of time. It has a type of music came out of there called High Life. Which sort of sounds like what the word sounds like. It is the most shiny, there you go. That's a word. I think I can spell it, but I can't say it. It's just shiny and beautiful and very happy, but not like happy in the sense of ignorance. Just this, it's great. This isn't quite High Life. I wouldn't consider this High Life. This is from, but it's from a compilation that features a lot of High Life. It's from Ghana Sounds, Volume 2, Sounds spelled S-O-U-N-D-Z. This will be available on Amazon to purchase through your feralaudio.com website. This is from a band called the Ogyatana Show Band. And everything they've ever recorded, which I've heard like maybe 7 or 8 songs of theirs, and it's all just like blistering, like, oh, fucking goddamn. It's a blow, but it's a machine gun that was made of wood that somehow works. Does that make sense? It's Cult Cargo, it's Cargo Cult, but without the island. It's Ghana. This is a great song because it's called Disco Africa. It's off the compilation. That entire compilation is golden. It's all, there isn't a single song that isn't better than anything that's ever been in the top 40 in the past 10 years on that entire compilation. Oh man, I got a lot of faith in my country, don't I? Okay, this is it. Blistering. 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 that goes on for another 3 days or so is how long that song is. No, it doesn't, actually. It's just a four-minute song, but it feels like you could... I've listened to that over and over and over and over again. I think if you put that on while you're riding a bike, you'd be like, oh, did I just ride through all of California, north to south? Well, didn't realize it, because I was in this fucking voodoo groove. Voodoo groove. That's like the dumbest name for a band ever. Hey, what's up? Come check us out. We're Voodoo Groove, bro. Voodoo Groove. There's nothing further from voodoo and groove than a band named Voodoo Groove. Okay, trying to be cool. Agyatana Show Band from Ghana Sounds, Volume 2. Volume 1 is just as good. Obviously, they wouldn't have come out with Volume 2 if people didn't like Volume 1, right? Is that how it works? That was Disco Africa. Yeah, fucking outstanding, isn't it? It makes you wonder how you get to that part of Disco Africa that they're talking about. Getting in there, getting in the scrum with those folks in Ghana. Ghanaian high life disco music. That's the interesting thing about Africa is that this music is from the 70s. I don't know what year exactly. But there's this thing that happened in Africa. Well, it happens everywhere in Europe and far-flung regions where America, the tastemaker of the universe, the things that we do, everyone loves them. But sometimes it takes a while for them to get there. So when they do get there, there's like this delayed reaction, delayed movement. So as a result, there was a lot of stuff in the 70s, in the late 70s in Africa that sounds like late 60s, early 70s stuff from America, because that's sort of, they kind of, I don't, there's no like universal math coefficient or whatever to describe that, but basically there's this cool like boomerang effect that happens internationally musically with respect to American influence and pop music elsewhere, and it's pretty goddamn cool. That's why you can't pay attention to the year something came out so much when it comes to music that's from far away from America. Okay, there you go. Just a little note on that. Thank you for listening to the music section of Twisting the Wind. We'll now segue into a possible phone call. Is that all right? Maybe a possible phone call. We're going to exit out of here. Okay, great.
Reservations. Ashley, may I have your name, please?
Hey, how you doing? How's it going right there?
Fine. How may I help you?
My name's Kevin. What's your name again?
Ashley.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? I know somebody of that same name. Isn't that crazy?
No, it's not really that crazy.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I'm coming.
You don't sound common to me, I'll tell you that right now. You sound very nice and interesting and fun and all those good things. So don't go calling yourself common or anything, you know.
How may I help you today?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what would be the right way, the best way to try to organize a type of a cross-country type of trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
When you say cross-country, like where are you trying to go?
Well, I was thinking about starting in someplace around, like, oh, I don't know, Texas, or like maybe New Mexico, or maybe Los Angeles around there. And taking the car like north, then going east, then going south for a little bit, then going back east again, then going north from there, like a little jigsaw puzzle kind of thing. And basically taking it up all the way till I get to the Canadian border, go right for a little bit, by maybe you know, 20 minutes just to see that. Then go back all the way down again to the Mexican border, do that, to go east again for about 20 minutes. Along that border, then go back up to the middle. I figure I'll be like in Missouri or something at that point, and then just kind of take it up carefully all the way up to Michigan, or maybe to the lake.
Okay, sounds like fun.
It would be fun, I believe. Have you ever done something like that?
No, I have not.
Do you ever drive a car?
I do have a car.
Yeah, well, it would be funny if you didn't, you know, just like, you have an airplane instead, right?
Yeah, I wish I did.
You do?
So, for a trip like that, I mean, we do one-way rentals. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the option to drive the car for however long you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And to just bring it back to the location from which you pick it up from.
You ever flown an airplane before?
No.
I don't know how to fly one either. Wouldn't that be crazy if you did know how to fly one?
That would be crazy.
Where do you think you'd go first if you could go anywhere, if you had the ability to fly an airplane?
Paris.
Paris? Uh-huh. City of lights, city of love is what they say, right?
That's true.
Yeah, I've never been there. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why I want to take that airplane there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a river there that goes right through town. Have you heard about this river?
I haven't.
It's called the Seine, but it's not spelled like S-I-N. It's called S-E-I-N-E. Uh-huh. And it's like, it's just right in the middle there. And you can cross it and do what you may. Visit the different arrondissements and monts. That's the different districts. There's 13 of them. I just read a book about it. It's like a book about history and how if you had if you were an archer back in the 1500s, if you had an archery degree,
mm-hmm.
you could go to Paris and you could walk into any establishment and say, "Hello, I'm an archer. I would like to be served and put up for the night." And they would do it because back then in Paris, the archery was so well respected that was on every single thing you look. You'd see an arrow or a bow and then an arrow everywhere you go. That's how they built that cities. They had people with arrows with pieces of wire attached to them, like a very special, like a spider silk. Spider silk means horsehair, and they would shoot these arrows, and they'd fly real high, and they'd make a nice loop, and they'd tie these all together, and that's how they made the lines to do the buildings.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Do you want to know any prices today, or?
Well, I kind of do want to know some of that. I also would like to know about maybe just some advice as far as what was going to be the best thing for me. To do something?
Well, if you do that kind of trip, you would need a fuel efficient vehicle.
You think so?
You would need to know what days and what times you're traveling out and how long you would have the vehicle for.
What if I want to be like a free spirit and have no plans?
Well, you have to have plans if you're going to have a rental.
Really? What if
I know when you're bringing it back?
Really? There's no open-ended thing?
No, it's not.
There's nothing like where I can say, I can leave you like one of my shoes in the office, I pick it up and I can mail. I give you, okay, let's say I got some real nice running shoes, right? Like $120 brand new shoes, and I give you one of them and I have the other one mailed to, let's say, someplace in Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wouldn't that be like, okay, well, obviously I have to pick up that shoe at some point, so that'd be like collateral, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that not work? Is there a type of a collateral payment I can make? Maybe not a shoe, but maybe like a payment, like a collateral payment?
No, sir.
What about like if I were to, what if I had a friend who could stay in the office while I was traveling? Like a person who could vouch for me, like maybe a United States senator or a member of NASA?
No, sir.
Okay. So I have to have a finite end date to my travel trip.
Yes, you have to have what you can do is go visit our website.com.
Okay.
Take a look at some of the vehicles we offer, try to get some date and time information.
Right.
And then give us a call back, and we'll be more than happy to assist you with getting it all set up.
I have a question here. Now, what about like let's say I'm going to leave on October 20th, okay? Hypothetically, October 20th of 2012. And I say I will be in Dayton, Ohio, in December 1st. Does that mean I pay for every day I rented it?
You pay the amount I give you for all the days plus a $200 security hold.
Okay.
They put that on hold until you return the car.
Got it.
You return the car, we only take the amount of the rental and we take the hold off the $200.
Okay, so let's say I make real good time and I get there on November 15th. Does that mean I only get charged for the days I had it?
You get charged for the day you picked it up.
Uh-huh.
Whatever time you put on the reservation.
Right.
You get charged for that time on until you bring it back.
Okay, so if I make real good time, I don't get punished, huh?
Well, I don't know about real good time, but
you know what I mean? Like 15 days early. 15 days faster than
If you come back, if you come back early, then you need to give us a call back so we can adjust it accordingly.
Okay, I would do that. I would definitely give you a call. Cuz this is a pleasure. I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to segue into my guest. Do you think that's all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because we have a guest here now. She's very nice and very knowledgeable in all sorts of types of things. She's actually got to see the real Moon Lander rover Mars craft.
Mm-hmm.
You don't suppose that's something you could rent, could you?
No, sir.
Is there any type of a novelty car?
No, sir.
There's no novelty cars at all. What about like a paint job that's like really special, spectacular?
No, sir.
Really?
Really.
But can you pick out a color?
You can pick out the cars you want at the location if they give you the option, if they have it available.
So if I wanted red and they're like, well, we have a red car, I can say, I'll take that one.
If that's in the class that you put on your reservation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna introduce her. The person I'm about to introduce to you here, her name is Ashley as well. That's why I was so tickled when you said that.
Okay.
Isn't that strange?
That is a little strange.
Yeah, we're going to talk for a little bit here, and she's going to exponderate upon all different types of things and, you know, riff-raff, cock-a-doodle-doo and such, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to have... She's done a lot of different things. She's an actress, you know? You know... Mm-hmm. She does that in films and televisions, and also with the voice doing games like internet and the gaming modules, which would be something I was going to see about getting in a car, like an Xbox 360 in the car. I think that's possible.
That may be possible.
How would I find if it is?
It's not possible in our cars, sir.
It's not.
No.
What if I have my own?
You had your own.
I can bring it.
Be on you and your car. It's not possible in our vehicles.
Is there anything I can't bring in the car?
No, sir, not that I'm aware of.
Really? So I could bring, like, anything?
When you fill out a contract, they'll tell you what you can and cannot bring in the car.
Really? There are things you can't bring in the car?
Yes.
Is there any way I could learn about that before I proceed? Because I have a lot of...
I mean, you can go onto our website, and you can look into our website.
I can't do that. I can't go on there.
Why can't you go on there?
I have an internet ban.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a long story, but I've been banned from the internet. It's a court order.
Okay. Ugh. Give me just one moment, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested in transforming an ordinary business trip or vacation into one of more excitement?
Yes.
One of our prestige collection vehicles. Ooh. And experience the feeling that comes with a new luxurious.
Are you good? Frankincense catalog, houseboat, nonsense, non sequitur, tickle me Elmo, tickle me Elmo, back again, Christmas, third time in a row.
Oh,
hey, welcome to Twisting the Wind. It's a podcast. It's a daily podcast. Every day it's once a week at best, last minute, get it in on the finish line podcast. This is it, Twisting the Wind. Hi, I'm Johnny Pemberton. Today I'm being joined by? I'm being joined by? I'm joined with? I'm, I think that's right. Is it joined by or joined with?
Joined by?
Joined by?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right. Joined by?
I don't know if it's right either.
I am conjoined with.
Today.
I am temporarily conjoined today with Ashley Johns. You can't laugh off mic. That's
I know. Sorry. I feel like this whole time I'm just going to be laughing.
So this is what happened. Is we were setting this whole podcast up, and I try in vain always to do this thing where it's like we jump in. When you get in the pool, you're supposed to just jump in, you know, like,
yeah,
if you get in
you
the pool, if you go in
step.
Slowly, it's like, oh it's too cold. Exactly. So I was trying to do the whole plop in to the podcast, but then it's like I was running late and I was going to make this grand buffet of, you know, I was going to have chafing dishes here, like Eggs Benedict. I was going to have the whole fucking deal. It was all lined up. Caterer fell through.
Ugh.
Like, I was in the shower, missed the call. Caterer fell through. So now I was stuck doing this, getting sort of a mishmash of overpriced goodies
phone
from...
Nuts.
Yeah, it, yeah,
but they're
the phone
all
nuts. So, so we couldn't do the plop into the podcast like I thought.
It's okay.
I feel like when I say podcast, it betrays I'm from the Midwest. Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah,
oh,
Are you doing a podcast?
Do you want a podcast?
Okay, so we talked about all this stuff beforehand that should have been talked about on the air. And one of the things we talked about was headphones or no headphones.
Yeah.
And I say no headphones.
I also have a lisp.
I have a lisp, which I think needs to come back. I think lisps are horribly, they're gone. I wish, I heard some guy the other day, that astronaut. This is just like tangent hour right now. My God. I just thought about three different things that did not pertain to the thing I was trying to say. Basically, Headphones or no head? You can't laugh
Sorry,
off mic.
Sorry, I keep laughing off mic.
Well, this is the reason I'm saying this, because you're laughing off mic, and it's making me think about this, because the reason I don't like to wear headphones primarily is because I feel like I hear too much of me.
Should we take them off?
I don't want to hear my, like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you can hear
I don't
want to
hear
that.
My mouth. I want to hear myself drinking like this, like, Ooh, what was that? Oh, just him taking a sip of his tea. His goddamn boring ass black tea. It's like I can hear that, you know?
Yeah.
That's a thing, actually, I guess, when people who get their hearing back, like hearing restored from cochlear implants, is like, that freaks them out when they hear themselves like, what? I make sounds when I chew and swallow and stuff? Yeah.
It's like that video on YouTube of that girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She hears for the first time.
Yeah.
Did you weep?
I did.
You wept.
But it was
weird.
You're
getting teary right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm totally getting teary. But the nurse with her, she's not, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I feel like
that.
She was like, it's okay, it's okay. It's like, she doesn't know what that sound is that you're doing. So
oh,
you're
the
kind of
it's okay
her out.
Sound. Yeah. She maybe thinks that it's okay is her molars. That's the sound molars make when they hit together.
I don't know what that noise is.
Wow. Yeah. That is sound, man. Sounds trippy, dog.
Sound is super
Sounds
weird.
Sounds super trippy, dog. Well, maybe I should actually introduce you as opposed to just sort of, you know, throwing you in the pool.
I don't think you should during the whole,
oh, shouldn't?
This whole podcast.
Okay,
podcast.
Welcome to Toot Your Own Horn section of Twisting the Wind. I think that'd be a great name for a podcast. Just called Toot Your Own Horn.
Toot Your Own Horn.
It's a 15-minute podcast and people come on, they try to play a trumpet.
Oh, and that'd be pretty cool. Yeah,
after they tell about their accomplishments of the year. They try to play a bugle. I don't think anyone can play a bugle anymore.
You can't, can you? I probably could.
Oh, God. Okay, so here we go. Introduction, Ashley Johnson, actress, actor, actress.
It doesn't matter. I don't really care.
I feel like I say actress a lot, and people are like, no, it's gender neutral.
I know, I feel
it's
like
actor.
I say it a lot, too.
You say actress?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it wrong to say actress, you think?
I don't feel like it is.
Okay.
But, I mean, some people have a thing where you shouldn't.
It's like you shouldn't say waitress?
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I say it all. I say waitress, waiter, actress, actor.
Did you ever say waitron?
I've never said waitron.
That was a thing in the 90s, I think, during the birth of the that sort of gender neutrality thing, was they wanted you to say, oh, you can say waitron. Like, what the fuck is that?
No.
It's for your robot waiter, waitron.
Oh,
right. So you are.
I'm going to keep laughing off of the mic.
You're a tress. You're an A-tress. You also are a musician.
Yeah, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? You just
in
told
my
me you
own
can play
home.
Play a bugle.
I don't know if I actually really could. I mean, if I sat down with a bugle and was like, okay, I'm going to learn this. I
could, oh, you could.
Toot it, you know?
You could toot your own horn. Got it.
Toot my own horn.
So. Yeah, you did that. You did the music thing, acting thing, and you do a lot of voice acting.
I do.
Which I think is kind of different. For me, it is, because I don't ever
do
any of that.
Different.
Yeah, it's a bigger, more important, more interesting thing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It is.
I like it.
You
I
just
like
came
it.
From some voice acting, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shit, dog.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And you also are a gamer.
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore, long-term gamer, right?
Yeah.
Unabashed, unashamed gamer.
Yeah.
Gamer chick. Check out this gamer chick in page 12.
Check out this new game. It's so awesome.
Oh, gamer chick.
Yeah.
Right. So you're a gamer chick. Yeah. You're into science fiction and all things of that nature, right?
All things of that nature.
All things of actual nerddom.
Yeah.
Actual nerddom, not like...
Yeah, not just... Like, yeah, I guess so.
Genesis of it, not like this weird nouveau nerd thing. Yeah.
Yeah. None of that.
None of that, right.
None of that nonsense.
Okay. So what should we talk about first then?
I don't know. I mean, this is my first podcast
really?
Ever. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. Wow. This is it.
So I'm kind of nervous.
Dun, 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 dun,
when you said, dun, hey, dun, we should just talk about stuff that interests you. And I was like, oh, man, I don't really know what interests me that much.
Well, yeah, you do. You have like, yeah, don't you?
I know
you
I
have
do.
Several digital extensions.
I do.
That are all about that kind of stuff. Isn't that what like the internet's for? Is just projecting your interests to people who you may or may not know.
Yeah, I guess. And that's the thing that I struggle with, because when
do.
You have your Tumblrs and your whatever's,
your Pinterest.
Your Pinterest.
Do you Pinterest?
Of course, I Pinterest.
You do? Okay.
I'm a girl.
Exactly. Okay, I was just about to say that. That's what that is, right? It's for.
Well, I don't know. Everybody's been saying that, but I feel like.
It's not? You don't know?
It's I just love it, but yeah. I can waste a lot of time pinning stuff that pinning. I'll never use it. I have a do-it-yourself board, and then
what is that?
It's like stuff that you can do yourself.
What do you mean?
You know, in your home, like, oh, you want to retile your bathroom, then you pin this, and you can retile your bathroom.
Oh, okay, I get it. I get it.
I'm not going to do it, but I pin it just in case for later.
Retiling your bathroom—that's like a real. That's been an episode of many sitcoms, hasn't it?
Probably.
Like. Dad decided to retile the bathroom.
Oh, look what he just messed up.
Yeah, thank God for that. Well, how would we have TV shows if we didn't have home improvement, people trying to do things they can't do?
Yeah, home improvement.
Right, home improvement. But you have been in TV stuff for a long time.
Yes, I have.
Right. You were on a TV show a long time ago. Is it a long time ago? Would you say it's a long time ago?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It probably feels like a long time ago. Yeah, the first show that I did was a show called Growing Pains.
Right. We know about that.
Yeah. And I was Chrissy Seaver. And I think I was on it. I was only on it the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. And I think it was sort of their attempt to sort of revive the show.
Right. How many seasons was that then?
I think the last two was seven seasons.
17 and 19?
Yeah. 17, 18, 19? 18th and 19th season.
So it was 6 and 7. You were on 6 and 7?
Yeah, I was on 6 and 7. And they, I guess originally the character of Chrissy was a baby. Right. And then in the 6th season, she was all of a sudden 5.
Okay, so they basically, they just had her in like some sort of nurturing containment center for a couple seasons, and then she popped out and she's all sassy and fun.
Like, hey, look at me, look at my fro. Yeah, so that was that, and I don't think it worked. And then the next season they brought on another character.
Okay.
And then it was just like, okay, this is just too not gonna work.
Do you hate talking about this or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just hate talking
about myself in general. So when you asked about again a podcast, I was like, oh no, I don't know what to talk about.
Okay. Well, things are going okay. You're doing fine.
Okay. Whew.
But so you were on that show. You grew up in California, right?
I was born here, and then when I was 9 days old, moved to Michigan.
Okay.
And then lived in Michigan until probably, let's see. Maybe since I was about 10.
10. Well, how old were you on that show then?
I was
16.
16 years old. I was 6.
Oh, wait. Michigan is not.
We came back.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. We kind of went back and forth. And we came out here because my parents met out here. Okay. So they like to come out here every once in a while.
And your parents, they have some sort of they're related to the whole industry, right? The street?
Not really.
Not even a little bit?
No, not really. I mean, my dad was a musician.
Okay, so I consider that related.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is.
This thing where it's something where you're doing something that's entertainment. It's like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's not crazy if you say, I want to be an actor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't totally crazy. But he wasn't... he was a musician when he was younger, but classical style, and so was his mother. So I guess, it was there,
right?
But not, it wasn't totally crazy. I mean, my parents were super open to, hey, whatever you want to do.
So how did that happen then? How did you start doing that? Because it seems like something that, I don't know, because I have to audition a lot with other child actors, and sometimes it makes me want to kill.
Yeah.
Makes one to rage.
Yeah. Oh, me
and not
too.
So much the kids as the parents, because it's like...
Parents are the worst.
Yeah. I can imagine there's... So, but you seem like you had the opposite experience of what a lot of these kids I meet have had. Yeah. Or
I think I did.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents were super not... they weren't like your regular...
Stage mom. Right.
You know? It was just kind of like, well... It kind of happened by accident.
Okay. Let's talk about that accident.
Oh, okay. So, so when we came out to California to visit some friends one time, I feel so cheesy talking about this.
Why?
So they had
kids. Eat the donut while you talk about it. It'll be less cheesy.
We had some family friends of ours, their kids were in acting.
Right.
And so they were going to an audition for...
Checks.
For a movie, for a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Oh, wow.
Called Lionheart.
Oh, I've seen that many, I've probably seen that like 10 times during sleepovers in the 90s. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Lionheart.
Totally. So, wow. We went with them, and then the casting director came out and was like, hey, would you mind, ask my mom, would you mind if your daughter came in right. and read? And she's like, oh, well, if she wants to, I don't know. So I went in and right. then ended up getting that part.
Jeez.
So
you're in Lionheart?
To brag.
Are you in
Lionheart? Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Wow. I would have introduced you as Ashley Johnson from the hit Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, Lionheart.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was me.
So you kind of had that stereotypical story of this thing where someone's like plucks you. I mean, it wasn't like you were like waiting in line at the bakery or something. Like
no.
that's like the excuse me, are you an actor? No. Well, you are now. Welcome to movies. Welcome to movies. Sign here.
Well, you are now.
Guess what? You're in movies now. I can't speak, but the words I just used. Doesn't matter. We'll find someone.
Oh
we'll
God.
Find somebody.
Yeah.
So you were in movies then. In movies. Plucked.
See, I feel like I'm just going to be laughing this whole time because I remember when we worked on Josh Jennings.
Oh, yeah. That's the pilot we did together.
Yeah. I feel like I was just in a ball laughing at you the whole entire time.
You couldn't have been because we weren't in that many things together.
I was watching you
okay.
from afar.
It was a funny thing. It was a funny funny web pilot that I guess it never was at this point. You can eat that
okay,
donut.
Okay, I'm going to eat it,
yeah.
people who are listening. So sorry.
Yeah, okay. This is the donut break. So,
This isn't live.
No, it's not live. No.
Really?
Everything is edited. You're going to sound like shit once this is over. Oh, man. So embarrassing for you. I'm sorry. Right. So you did that, and then you started, and then, so after that, how long did you work on Lionheart then?
I think it was a month, maybe.
A month on Lionheart? Just, yeah. I don't, wow, that's got to be crazy, just going to, but.
It was weird.
If you're
yeah.
young, you don't think much of it. You just sort of like.
You don't think of time.
Yeah.
You
and
just
also,
go.
You have all these adults who are like, hey, can I get you another hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Right? So it's just this,
yeah.
it's like paradise,
book?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Coloring book. Wow.
Yeah, it was weird. But I.
It was fun. Did you meet Van Damme?
Yeah, I yeah. was his niece.
Oh, okay.
His niece, Nicole.
I think I kind of remember a little bit of this now.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me.
And
the Belgian
I'm
Thunder.
I'm pretty sure I had a crush on him.
I bet you did. I did. Van Damme.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
I did. I remember, like, just hugging him a lot.
Wow. Did he ever hurt you when he hugged you?
No, he didn't.
He could. He could
he
easily.
Could have, though.
Did he ever whisper in your ear, say, I could kill you with a hug.
Yeah, he's dead every day.
Every day.
So uncomfortable.
So after that, you kind of like had, you must have been pretty broken in then as far as, because that experience is enough to, a month of working on something, that's about as much introduction as you need, I guess, especially for that age, right?
Yeah, I guess, so. I think, you know, my parents were like, oh, you do it as long as, so, you know, you don't like it anymore.
Okay.
So I
think. You loved it, obviously.
Yeah, I think I loved it because, you know, everybody, it's was fun.
Yeah, you can't not like it. It's a thing that, it's like everything that people think about movies and TV, it's true, especially for kids, I feel like, because it's this thing where you're, it's almost like it's like Christmas or something because if you're a little kid, you can't imagine all these things at your fingertips and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it was. So I just kept doing it.
Right. And so that's pretty much it. That's the story though.
That's pretty much
pretty yeah, the rest
much
of it's
it.
Like
boring.
Boring and stuff like that.
Not that exciting.
Wow. That's crazy. Who knew?
Who knew?
Lionheart.
Knew?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But then you started doing a lot of, but you've always been involved in music a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, not professionally.
Right. Who is?
I don't, yeah, I guess who is?
Professional musicians, they're boring.
Ah, boo. Yeah, I went to school for a while for piano.
So like a conservatory?
Yeah,
right.
and then I tried violin for a while
right.
at the school, and that was just not my thing.
Your hands aren't the appropriate size? No.
Yeah, they were.
They're good. Yeah, I have non-violin hands. I have like
no.
My hands were great for breaking a violin.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
I tried for a long time, but I kept breaking the necks off of them. They're like, we can't give you any more violins.
Okay,
so I have to give you a bass or a drum.
But you
stick,
look like you have piano hands.
I do have piano hands. Yeah, I definitely have piano hands, but
long
they didn't
fingers.
Get used. They didn't really listen to that. Ooh.
So good.
If pianos were little drums, mini drums. There was a point in time we convinced a friend of mine in high school when we were stoned that there was such thing as finger drums.
Yeah.
Which was like a guy, a specialty guy who was backstage who would play the drums with his fingers, and that's how they could have these crazy drums where like stuff that seems impossible. Yeah, that's a finger drummer. It's like, what? No, it's a classic. You don't know about finger drumming? That's a finger drummer. Clearly, it's the guy doing the crazy, because he's got, you know, he's got 10 fucking hands there and the mini special microphoned finger drums. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not real, though.
Yeah, not real.
But you played piano and violin for...
Yeah,
you studied.
I did.
You got good.
You got good. I don't know. I tinker.
This is how I feel like. I feel like if people... anyone who says they're... says that about something, it means they're really good. And people who say, yeah, I'm great at it, it's just because, it means they're lying.
Yes.
And they're full of shit. And they probably are just hoping to allow this illusion to sustain them into the bed or into a job or something like that. Yeah,
that's a great theory, and I agree with you.
Okay.
But I think in my case,
so you're being honest.
I'm a pretty honest person.
Okay.
I mean,
can you read music?
I can read music.
Can you play the Goldberg Variations?
Maybe.
What? Okay. I was about to say, if you can come close to playing the Goldberg Variations.
No.
Oh, man.
No, I...
Can you play like a fourth of the Goldberg Variations?
I don't know. I would have to just... I've never... I don't know.
You don't tinker with Bach? No Bach.
I tinker with a little Bach.
Okay. I like Bach. Bach quite a bit.
Yeah. And... Yeah, I only pretty much play at home.
Okay.
I don't play anywhere or for people.
But you have like a family band of sorts, don't you? Sort of like a thing where you...
Well, kind of. I mean, my sister and I kind of played together for a while.
Right.
And then kind of stopped. I mean, we never really performed anywhere.
What did she play?
She plays guitar and she sings.
Wow. But so you don't sing at all, though? No singing?
I tinker with singing.
Yeah, I always
in
have
my shower.
I always have to answer that question because there's always like roles that are musical roles, like acting wise, and it's like I just don't know what to say. I was like, I know I'm not a great singer, but I know I'm not a bad singer. Yeah,
yeah. I
always say that I'm a good singer in the smallest range possible, like almost an octave. Like I can almost stay in tune inside of an octave and that's it.
Hey, that's amazing.
Well, isn't range sort of the essence of singing in a way? If you have no range, then what are you?
Yeah.
You're just like, you're a fucking drone. You're just like I'm really good at making a B flat, like boo.
Yeah.
It's a great B flat and that's it.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the worst. Yeah. It's the worst auditions when you have to.
I've never done that.
Oh, man.
No.
I just went out for something that.
You had to sing?
No. Well, no. It was read the script. It was just show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there and there was someone that was in there and I hear singing.
I hear someone singing
a song from Rent. And I was like, oh, maybe she's just a singer and they wanted to hear her sing. And then I went in, and so we finished reading, and the guy was like, okay, so now you're 8 bars of a song? And I was like, what?
8 bars of a song?
And he was like, yeah, did you prepare a song? I was like, no, I didn't know. He's like, do you sing? And it's weird when someone asks you that on the spot, because you're like, well, it's kind of for you to decide if I can, because, I mean, I do, but I don't want to just be like, and then, you know, sound horrible.
So you did it?
I didn't do it.
Did you say no? I refuse.
I was like, oh, I don't know. I just kind of frumfered, and he's like, okay, well, thank you very much.
Wow.
And I was like, okay.
Was that like a curt response?
A little bit, I think, because I was obviously unprepared.
Oh well, clearly.
Clearly, you don't sing and didn't do your work.
That whole thing, can you sing? It's almost like saying, can you go to the bathroom? Yes, I can sing.
But I don't want to do it in front of you.
Can I sing in a quality which is pleasing to your ear?
Yeah.
That's what I should do. Excuse me, can you sing in a quality that's pleasing to the majority of people's ears? That's what it should be.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, can you sing? Yo, what's up, man? Do you sing? What's up, man? Do you play?
That's a
guitar thing. Hey, what's up, man? You play? Hey, check it out. The kid can play. Baseball, guitars. What else is that? All right, the kid can play. Get him on the team.
That's the best thing.
You ever done a baseball movie?
No, but I love baseball movies. I love sports movies.
Okay. But you're not a sports person, are you?
I did play sports in school.
Okay.
I tinkered. I played volleyball.
Volleyball. Okay. Bump, set, spike. Yeah. It's one of my favorite phrases in all of history is bump, set, spike. Yeah, I want to like say it in out of context all the time.
Like, it's your favorite?
It just sounds cool. Bump, set, spike. It's a trio. There's very few good trio words that go together. Bump, set, spike. It's great.
Those go together pretty well.
All right, 1, 2, 3, bump, set, spike.
Yeah.
Bump, set, spike, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I just did some motions just now that I learned from Coach Kidd in high school.
Oh, Coach Kidd?
Coach Kidd is our PE teacher who I don't know. She's a very nice lady, but I think she may have been a lesbian in a Catholic school.
Oh.
Very likely.
Interesting.
But maybe not. It could just be me projecting like the most horrible stereotype of like a butch lady.
She'll probably hear it and be like, oh, that Johnny.
I'll know I've made it if Coach Kidd listens to my podcast.
Yeah.
God, there's no way.
That'd be cool.
I did some show the other night, and I swear to God, I saw one of my old bus drivers in the audience.
Whoa.
But I don't think it was her, but I was like, it was almost distracting. I was like, is that like bus driver from third grade and here in this sex store where this comedy show was going on?
Maybe it was.
Yeah, hopefully it was. Yeah.
Wait, you're from Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm from Minnesota.
Well, we're in Minnesota.
From Rochester.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know, southeast.
Yeah.
Mayo Clinic, largest ear of corn.
Yeah.
Well, then where in Michigan did you live then?
Franklin.
Franklin. Oh, yes. I don't know what that is.
Okay. No. It's the town that time forgot.
Oh, is that the one that Michael Moore references a little bit or no? I mean, he references Flint a lot, but isn't Franklin...
He references Flint a lot, and Flint is
Flint's a fucking shitball.
It's a little bit of a mess right now.
It's a burned-out husk.
Yeah. Yeah, a burned-out husk.
Is Franklin not far behind it?
No. Franklin's pretty awesome, but it's probably 40 minutes to an hour away from Flint.
Okay.
But,
This is taking a car.
This is, walking. Right. No. Yeah. It's driving.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Flint. Franklin's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I like it there.
Yeah. Franklin. I want to talk to you about this is I know that you got a chance to do something called seeing the Mars rover in person, right?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was trying to convince Britt that...
who I'm obsessed with her, right. by the way.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Got it.
I don't even know her, and I'm like, oh, I love her so much.
She does a lot of amazing work. I was trying to convince her and trick her that the Mars rover is actually tiny. She's like, no, it actually has pictures with it. I'm like, no, that's fake. That's something they invited her in because she's an actress. She photographs well, so they want to get her next to the picture of the rover so they can convince people to invest in this thing that's actually the size of... Yeah. they built the real one in America in the NASA complex that's nice and huge and looks expensive.
Yeah.
Actually, it's fucking tiny. It can't do a goddamn thing. It's this big. It's a little like beetle.
Did she believe you for a minute?
She did. She did for a second.
And then she's like,
and she gets angry. Yeah, I like to do that. That's fun to do. But you saw it. You touched it. Did you touch it?
I did not.
Okay,
no.
You didn't touch it.
I didn't touch it. I was...
You're not allowed to touch it, are you?
No.
It'll probably fall apart, right?
They're scary. Probably, yeah. Sorry. You just does it really
well. I like NASA a lot, but it's fun to fun to make fun of them.
I know.
But you're space obsessed, right?
Yes, I am.
You have the space illness?
Yeah.
The space sickness?
It's in the blood. Yeah. A friend of mine, a buddy of mine, his name is Ed Miller. He works there, and
he works at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you have a buddy? Because I imagine if you work at NASA JPL, that's what you do. You don't do anything else.
You don't socialize.
You go to the Cheese Factory once every 6 months with your buddies. The Cheesecake Factory.
The Cheesecake Factory.
You go to the Cheesecake Factory in Pasadena once every 6 months for like somewhat like seven people's birthday, and then you go back underground, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, no, he's super awesome. And
right. Well, how did you guys meet?
We actually, this is very funny.
There we go.
That's what this podcast
classic podcast moment.
We met at an acting class.
Okay.
Which I rarely.
Wow.
I sound. Hey, I sound right now. Oh, you just go to acting classes and talk about
auditions.
It's
okay. The only thing worse is not going to acting classes.
Well,
because
I don't know.
Some people don't do that and they suck.
Yeah, I always feel like there's room to improve everywhere, you know.
I believe De Niro still goes to class.
Oh,
that's
see,
what I was told, at least.
That's, you know, why I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I met him there, and we sort of got to talking, and of course, my nerdiness comes out quick after
out,
a while, and
right.
He's like, "Oh, I work at JPL," and I was like, "Oh, I'm in love with you now."
Wait,
how
is he taking an acting class and also works at JPL?
I know, he's kind of amazing. He's wow. like, "Yeah, my dream is to be an actor," and he's legitimately he is really awesome. Like he could be, and
wow.
he's amazing. So he works there, and he's sort of was in charge of the cam on the rover.
I don't know much about the rover.
The cam is pretty amazing, which a lot of people were kind of, you know.
They were spectacle about it?
They were spectacle about it, but it's the whole, you know, it's the whole laser.
Okay.
And, you know, it sort of takes the pictures of the rocks. Anyway, right. it does some really, really awesome stuff. And so
you should talk about it more, though, honestly, because I don't know what it is. It's obviously more than just a laser.
It is. Like it
is it like a mass spectrographer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a word that I can't say at
that
this
is
time.
Right. Mass spectrographer.
Something along those lines.
Something that will be corrected by people listening later.
Yeah. And we'll call and be like, "You said it totally wrong."
It's a Scooby Dooby Doo Poopy yeah. Poo.
It's a Scooby Dooby Doo Poopy Poo. That's exactly what it
right.
is. Yeah, so that's where I met him.
So he and works on it. He's on the team.
Yes, he's on the team. And well, there are a lot of teams.
Oh man.
I mean, it's amazing.
Do they have jackets?
Yes, they have jackets.
No,
oh
they
my
don't.
God. And when I was there,
they have custom jackets like Laser Boys.
Oh. They don't, but okay. If I worked there, I would have a custom jacket. When
anyway.
I went there, the day I was there, they had, I mean, the rover was, Curiosity was already up,
right.
but they had their sort of model where they're testing stuff here.
So the actual size one?
Yeah. So all of the actual. that's really funny. Now I'm only going to think it's
It makes sense,
small.
Though, because how do you get that goddamn giant thing to Mars? Oh, guess what? You don't. You didn't get it there, guys. Nice try. Cancel the shuttle mission, God. But you can get some five-ton Jeep, six-wheel Jeep to the surface of Mars. No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't, yeah. guys. I dare
it's
you.
It's all totally a lie.
God, what a great lie
oh
that would
God.
Be, though, too.
It'd be pretty great.
Wow. They
yeah.
have to fool them. They have to have like a separate team to fool the guys to think that they were doing the thing that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. It'd have to be a whole separate team.
The layers are so many. It is like... It's like an onion.
It's like an onion.
Okay, go back to this to the Laser Boy Ed Miller.
Okay, Laser Boy Ed Miller. Well, okay. So I went to go see him.
Because you met in acting class and he took you.
In acting class, so I was like, oh, I got to come to JPL.
JPL.
So I went there and they were actually doing some, I can't remember what they were testing out on the rover, but it's really amazing. Like the interior of
it's white.
Curiosity is a whole chemistry lab.
Wait, it has an inside?
Yes.
The rover has an inside?
Yes. The rover has an inside.
Wait a second. Is that not for people, though, right? It's for samples.
No, not for people, for samples.
For rocks. Okay.
Yeah. And then the wheels, mm-hmm. This is really cool. They have...
They're made of cheese.
Well, I found it really cool. The wheels are made of cheese. they have Morse yeah. code on the wheels.
What?
Yeah. So when it drives on the dirt, it
right.
sort of leaves a little code, which I know
what does it say?
Is. You should go online and figure it out. Just kidding. I'll tell you right now.
Okay. I was really hoping you were about to say, I can't tell them. I can't say.
I wish I could. And actually, so I took a picture and then I went home and figured it out because obviously I don't know Morse code offhand.
That's so
but it
cool.
Just,
I would have just been like, hey, what does this say?
I know. I was like, okay, let me go figure it out.
God. True gamer.
Yeah. Totally, totally true.
Right.
It stands for JPL, which...
What?
I know.
It's fucking branded? It doesn't
yeah.
say, like, we have been here. Like, Curiosity has been here.
I wanted it to
America.
Say something a little bit more awesome. But
JPL.
The fact is, JPL sort of ran this whole thing. This That's is their true. Project. So, it is kind of cool.
If we want to brand our Mars tread, we can. They should have had a thing where if you donate enough, like had like a Kickstarter for the Mars rover, like donate $1 million and get your name on the left front tire. It will be really printed cool. Into the dirt of Mars for all eternity.
For a day until...
For a day until a fucking storm comes by and just swooshes it away. So it is kind of novel, the idea they have a printing.
It's
okay,
cool.
That makes sense. It's not like the moon.
Whatever. No. The day I was there, Governor Brown was visiting.
Okay.
And so this... there was sort of the where all of the mechanical engineers are, because they all have sort of separate little spaces. Like the scientists, I didn't get to go into the scientists sort of building. It's
they
kind
don't
of like a campus.
See, they can't handle eye contact, right?
Probably not. I was like, ah. Oh. And Ed was like, they're the rock stars. So I was like, oh, I want to go in there so bad. So the we went into. Stars. He's like, we can go look at a model of the rover, and they're doing some stuff, but we can't go in there. And turned out Governor Brown was there, so there was kind of this hustle, and they sort of like threw me in the room.
Do you have a security clearance? I bet you do, don't you?
Well, no. But because I was with Ed, I did. Okay. So I threw on, he's like, here, throw on this lab coat. And so I was like, huh. I was so excited. So I threw on the coat. I was like, I was so giddy. It was ridiculous. So Governor Brown came in. I wasn't really, you know, I was giddy about the rover, like not even looking at Governor Brown. And I think he thought I was one of the scientists.
I bet he did.
And he was like, oh, this is amazing.
Great work.
So
miss.
Young. This is great.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, I feel so cool right now. And I'm a bit of a liar. But
you just acted it. You acted it out.
I was like, yeah, it's pretty amazing what we did here.
Did you just say that?
No, I didn't. I wish I did.
Man. I would have gone. I agree, Governor Brown. Thank you so much. So you didn't touch the rover, but you got
I
to like...
I didn't. But they had it sort of set up, and you go into this room, and it's set up to sort of look like Mars.
Okay.
Where so it was, got, like, you know, it's dust. On dirt, and there's sort of this backdrop, which I thought was kind of funny, but also...
That's really ridiculous. That
I know,
funny.
But it's also...
A backdrop, in case the rover gets...
in case it knows.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of cool, because I was like, whoa, I totally feel like I'm on Mars right now. And I love that they just sort of set that... I think it was just sort of set up for that day, because...
Right.
Oh, the governor was gone. But, I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Do they have a gift shop?
They have a gift shop.
No
And
way.
I bought some NASA pins, I bought a hat, and I bought space ice cream.
Do they have sweatshirts? Like
yeah,
JPL
they do.
Sweatshirts? Because I have a NASA sweatshirt that I got in Houston during Mega Drive. Because I got to drive the moon rover.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Which was kind of boring.
It wasn't boring.
Fun, but it was also like... Of all the vehicles on that TV show, is by far the least extreme. Like,
yeah.
The least extreme and the most subject to breaking and being incredibly expensive to damage. But yeah, they had, I gotta say, NASA, probably the best gift shop I've ever been in my entire life. They know it.
Yeah.
They know it.
Yeah, they know it.
They fucking...
It's awesome.
It's the size of like a regular... It's like an Abercrombie and Fitch, but
without the music.
Without the music and like
and the smells.
The smells, yeah. Without the sweat, the pumping
smell.
Sweat.
And all the teenage hormones.
Yeah, I don't think I've been in one of those stores since they converted.
Because
my dad used to buy stuff from there back when I was like in junior high. We'd go to the Mall of America. And back then, Abercrombie and Fitch was
right,
like...
Mall of America.
That's right. We used to go up there. Abercrombie and Fitch was like really kind of boring. It was just sort of just a lot of space and... Then they shut the windows and started pumping this, God, it's like pheromones.
Yeah, too much.
Mm-hmm. Very
it's
scary.
It's way too intense.
Everything is distressed, too. It's so weird how much distressing goes on there.
So much.
So strange. Well, welcome to the Abercrombie and Fitch Review Podcast here on Feral Audio. I think we should take a quick break and... get a word from our sponsors, which we have none of. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please contact us and also just send money, okay? Break.
Send lots of money.
Send lots of money. Quick break.
Hey! It sounds like you're having a really great time listening to Twisting the Wind.
Oh, yeah, I freaking love it.
In that case, we'd love it if you would donate some of your treasure to us.
Okay.
No blood, just treasure, okay?
Like some money.
Yeah, that would be just great. That's going to allow us to keep making this show.
Oh, yeah, I got
when
that.
When I say us, I mean me and us and all of us together here, okay? Okay.
And we're back in here on Old Hot Stuff and the Cross Buns. Digging deep into the sounds of the universe here on Twisting the Wind here in Feral Audio Network. What's up? Hey, if you're just tuning in, if you just step back into the zone, we just had a word from our sponsor. Thanks for that money, guys. Cha-ching, cash register. Here with Ashley Johnson.
Hey. I think that's my favorite part of your podcast.
What is?
Because I do listen to it.
No way.
BTW.
Okay.
Is your introductions.
Right.
And then when you laugh at yourself.
That's because I was really, I'm saying something that's stupid and I don't have the patience or the time to re-record. But some people labor over that. They like spend... My friend Duncan like labors over his intros, and I think about that, but I'm just like, I can't fucking do that.
Yeah, it's that's too, a lot of work.
It's also, I don't know. This is a further conversation. This is a more philosophical conversation. This kind of goes back to the headphones and the non-headphones.
Oh, look how you're bringing it back.
Right, because I think headphones make you too self-aware, and I think self-awareness.
It's never
know.
A good thing.
I think it's good. I think it's okay as long as you acknowledge it. That. Yeah, I think it's okay, but if you're so self-aware that you're like censoring, that's bad.
That is bad. Yeah,
because then you become not yourself. When you're censoring, you're not yourself.
Yeah.
And then it's no one wants to hear someone who's not themselves because it's boring.
I felt like wearing the headphones just because it's like we're on a radio show.
I don't mind it.
Pretty cool about it.
I did radio in college for a couple of years. So I'm pretty good with that. I'm pretty good with the whole headphone thing and. Yeah. So I want to talk about this. I would like to talk about this. Gaming. You're an avid. I consider myself a pretty lightweight gamer.
Like, yeah.
But you are not. You have been doing it for a long time, and you're in the Matrix.
I'm in it. I've
right.
Taken both.
When did you first start doing that?
That was stupid. yeah. Okay. Let's see. When did I start doing that? I guess. I have my older brother and right. older sister.
Mike Seaver.
Mike Seaver and Carol Seaver.
Right.
And Ben Seaver. Sorry. I was trying to remember all their names.
It's okay to forget.
Yeah. I forget sometimes.
You've grown up.
Yeah. I'm old now. It was kind of just always in our household. We had everything from, you know. I don't know if you guys know Uninvited.
No.
It was like an early... Macintosh.
Oh, okay. Mac game. No, I didn't have... No, I don't know about that.
Anyway, that's where we kind of started.
Is it
and
like
then,
a Myst kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's a story game?
Yeah, it's a story game, and it was pretty awesome. So, kind of started there, and then from then on, mainly now I'm console games, mm-hmm. but
Xbox 360,
Xbox
y'all.
Xbox 360, and, you know... I just got a PS3 about
you're doubling
about
down.
A year ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So just because I'm working on a video game now.
Right.
Doing
this is called The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Right. You're
nice.
You're the primary voice on that.
Yeah.
You and one other guy.
Primary girl.
Primary girl. Well,
yeah. Female.
Primary actress.
Yes. And so I was like, man, I gotta get in on my PS3 games and.
Right.
Oh my God. It's such a great system and the games are so beautiful. So I've been playing Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
Eco.
Shadow of the Colossus
like
is kind of a boutique game that when it first came out, I was living in a one bedroom apartment with two other gentlemen in Los Angeles at the time when that was being played. And that game is like, it kind of gets, it's pretty touted as far as like, it's a boutique. That's considered a boutique game, right?
Yeah.
It was made by a small company. And
yeah.
It never didn't try to make a ton of money or anything. It didn't cost a lot of money to make, I bet.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Unique.
It's very unique.
And people love it.
Yeah.
People love that game.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing game.
I've only watched.
Well, yeah.
But I've done enough watching to get it.
It's interesting getting sort of used to the camera
scale?
Movements
okay.
of stuff, and because that is a little bit different on PS3 as opposed to, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you do.
But yeah, so
yeah,
I play games.
You absolutely know what you're talking about.
I play games,
right?
But it's always funny when, yeah, I play games.
So how long have you been doing voice acting for stuff like that for games?
Well, this is The Last of Us is actually the first video game that I've worked on.
You haven't done even like incidental stuff for anything else?
Well, okay, that's not entirely true. I worked on a cartoon called Ben 10. Ben 10 Alien Force. It was on Cartoon Network.
Right.
And they did a game of that, and so I kind of did some voiceover stuff on that game. But mm-hmm. this is totally different because we're doing motion capture on right. The Last of Us, which is super fun.
Yeah, those suits
are pretty hideous, but
they are.
It's kind of fun at the same time. But
body acting.
So this game, it's made by a company called Naughty Dog, which is such an incredible video game company. And I love everybody there.
Yo, shout out to Naughty Dogs. What's
Naughty
up?
Dogs. Woof, woof. Yeah, and it's super fun. I mean, the game is so good. Like, I know...
The Last of Us.
Yeah, okay. The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. So, I know if I weren't in it, I would want to play it.
Okay.
So,
that's always a good thing, because I feel like I've been involved in a lot of things where it's like, this is not for me.
Yeah, I know.
That's a weird place to be when you're doing something that it's like... yeah, it is awful, isn't it?
I'm trying to get to the point now where I'm like, okay, I don't want to be working on stuff that I don't, that I wouldn't be proud of.
I feel like that's what you do primarily though, right? Because that's...
I'm trying.
Because you're working on this. So what is that like working on a... Because that's not the same as being an actor on a TV show or a film or something. How does that work? How long have you been involved in it? And what's like the schedule like and things like that?
Okay, so I've been working on it for the past... almost 2 years now.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. What is...
So, it's... And we record...
Jeez, that's so weird.
It's weird. We probably record... we do the motion capture maybe once or twice a month.
Okay.
And then we also have a recording session once or twice a month also.
And how long are you recording in those sessions?
Well, it depends on if it's a long session or not.
Okay.
Sometimes it'll be, it's all over the place. Cause like, okay, we just have to do a pickup of this one little part. And then we go do this part.
Do you feel kind of like you're in something that's just not and never ending? Cause that's a long time to be working on anything. And especially not all at once. You're just sort of, you go, you do it and you leave it and you come back to it. And
you know, I feel like, this is a job that I kind of wish never ended.
Okay.
You know, like it's when you have fun. Like a good, yeah, it's so fun. And I think because I like games mm-hmm. and I love the fact that, I don't mean this to sound weird, but I like that it's, you don't see me, like you have at the end result will be.
There's some anonymity there.
Yeah. And there's, I mean, the people that are working on the game, like the animators and the, just the designers in the game are so incredible. So it's such a joint end result. It's
a collaborative effort.
Yes.
It's a collaborative product.
Yes, a collaborative mm-hmm. product. So I kind of wish it wouldn't end, but I mean...
But it should be ending pretty soon, right? How soon?
Yeah, because I know it's coming out sometime next year.
Next year?
But
man,
I don't know.
Thing. Video games blow my mind. I just can't believe you can be doing something that has such a... I have such a short attention span. Like the way I think about things, I think about things in such... I mean, I've gotten better at it, but I think about things... If I can't see the end of something, I'm crazy. I'm lost. Like, next year? What?
What is that?
Like, I'm working on something right now that doesn't wrap till December 11th. I'm just like, I can't... I keep saying to people, like, do you realize that we're working on this thing right now that's going to be going on? There's going to be all the presidential debates. We're going to vote. The president's going to get elected, and people are going to get over the result of that, and we're still going to be working on the same thing. Oh, I can't believe it.
I know, that is pretty weird.
But it's not that long at all. It's such a short period of time. Like I have like a second grader's perception of time. Like a week? A week till Christmas?
Week?
Oh, I'm going to die. I thought it was December 15th, Mom.
That's hilarious. No, it's just
a week?
That's really funny.
2 months? You're 2 years and you're still going on it.
Oh, man.
God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But what's your contract like? Does that mean you can't do any other video games, right?
I have no idea. I probably could.
Oh, know your contract, miss.
Yeah.
Miss.
I should know these things. I don't know. I actually don't know. I probably could.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything like, oh, you can only do this thing. Yeah. But I don't know what, I mean.
See, I work for the mouse now. So I know my contract. The fucking mouse.
The mouse
does not like when you.
No.
The mouse knows.
Mouse knows.
Mouse is in the walls right now.
Yeah.
Chewing on some asbestos and some cheese. Ooh. And it's like, okay, keep it clean in there. Yeah. The mouse fucking knows, and mouse is different. Oh yeah, you got.
Yeah, I got the mouse in my shirt.
Yeah, you have a mouse. Is that Disney licensed apparel?
I don't know. I think it's really not. Old. I'm gonna take it off because I'm hot.
That's really old.
Okay.
Doesn't look that old.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Headphones off. Mouse.
Okay, there.
Okay.
And now I feel like I can't hear you because I don't have my headphones on.
See, exactly. But if we didn't have headphones on from the beginning, it'd be totally different. And okay, everything there. Would be normal. Okay.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know if that's officially licensed or not, is it?
I don't think it
is. No, it's not. It's definitely not.
We're talking about a sweater with
a sweater that has Mickey Mouse and also has a couple, a man and a woman, who are embracing next to Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see this couple.
You don't even look.
I was like,
yeah, there's two people on there. That's why it's not licensed, because it detracts from Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
So you feel like you can do whatever. So you have like a month between different recording sessions, different motion capture things about, yeah, give or take.
So I do some other things.
So you can travel.
I can travel.
You can work on other things. But how does that work then? You have to, it's first priority for you, right? It's number one. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's kind of, it kind of is first priority for me.
So.
And I probably.
But I mean, contractually, is it number one? That's a thing, right? That's a thing that exists in contract law, right?
I think it is.
So let's say you booked a movie that shoots in Taiwan for 3 months. You can't do it.
I could.
You could.
We would probably, we'd
figure
it out.
The microphones and the motion capture suit?
I would do like an overnight. We would figure it out.
That's cool. Okay.
They're super open.
That's great.
Scheduling wise.
So how do I get into voice acting?
Oh, okay. Well.
How do I divorce myself from my body and just do that? I've done a little bit, but I don't know. I don't think they like me.
Don't
I don't think
do
they like the sound of my voice.
Did you do Cartoon Network?
I did a Bob's Burgers episode recently.
Yeah, you did Bob's Burgers.
But that's only because their producers saw me doing stand-up, and that's how they booked that show. They just see people they like, and they write a character for them. It's not like, they don't have auditions.
That's really cool.
Maybe for some things they have auditions, but for the most part, it's like, this guy will be this person.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't tell you how much I like that, because it's this thing where you go on there, and you can improvise, but it's not. There's no stakes in improvising, because you're just like, you're standing in front of microphones, and everyone's having a great time. Everyone's got those sound places, the places where we record sounds, there is no drink they don't have.
Everything.
Every type of tea, every type of coffee, every type of candy, every type of alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a chemical which you need to imbibe to produce sounds from your mouth, they have it.
They got it.
They have like three people running kitchens at any type of place like that.
It's the best.
It's the best. And that would be the greatest thing. It worked. That was so much fun to do that.
I always go grocery shopping there. I always do that
same thing too. It's like,
I was bringing ooh, backpack. Ooh, I'll some just, yoo-hoo.
There was one time I walked out of a sound mixing studio with a total of four Perriers in my pockets and carrying like as many. I have these hands that allow me to carry like a bottle between each finger.
Yeah.
So I basically like I'm like a rack. I just carried like a bunch of those Bundaberg ginger beers that cost $3 each. I just walking to my car, just my pants practically falling off from free drinks. I'm like, I'm taking this shit.
That's the best. Yeah. I'm taking it. Yeah, why not?
Especially if you're doing like something where you're not getting paid for it.
Yeah. There's this one studio that has a lot of food in the fridge.
Really?
I mean, they have like, you know, yogurts and,
yeah,
and
good
all
yogurts
that stuff.
Too.
So, I mean, I'll take it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's there for the taking. Yeah, it's there for the taking.
It's there to make you to do a good voice.
Yeah,
that's what I say. Mm. And part of that voice is me conditioning my voice for the next time, which may be a year, a month. I have to get those.
I need
get that high quality Icelandic yogurt. Bring that home to me with some this 128 ounce bottle of Perrier.
Yeah.
Maybe this mini bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
I need this mini bottle of Moet.
This will help the next time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I would love to be doing that. That would be
a
great thing. Okay, thanks. I'll do that.
I'll see if I can figure something out.
Yeah, great. Yeah, get me on that video.
Yeah.
Hey, can I do that video game you're doing? hey, how do you get in that video game? I remember one time a guy did that. I was doing some stand-up shows. This is like a long time ago. There was this guy, nice man, but like such a classic New York kind of guy. Like me doing that accent is not, it's not as big as his actual accent was, but he was saying something to me. This is like right when like UCB first kind of came about, like the first year or two. And I was doing a lot of shows there, and somehow he was hearing about that. He's like, hey, how do you get in at that place? How do you get in at that UCB? What do you got to do there, huh? what are you gonna tell me? I think it's a cool thing they got going on. How do you get in there, huh?
How do you get in there?
Imagine that guy. I said that all the time. Like, hey, you. How do you get in that? How do I break into that fish market business, huh? It's pretty lucrative, huh? And I'm making a lot of money doing that fish thing.
What a fun voice. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
I don't know if he's probably still there.
He's probably still there bugging somebody else about how to get in there. How do I do that?
Hey, how do you get into adult daycare? how do you break into that? That seems like a pretty lucrative market, the taking care of senile adults. It probably is a lucrative market. It's going to get more lucrative, I believe.
Yeah. I kind of just want a tape of all of your intros.
You can do it. You can compile it.
Honey bunches are like, you say the weirdest little things.
I like words. I think words are good. I think that...
You're a wordsmith.
I'm a wordsmith. Yeah. Bumps That Spike. That's what this episode's going to be called now. I think it is going to be called Bumps That Spike. Is that cheesy? Do people know what that means? People who don't play volleyball? Do you know what that means, Dustin? Do you know what that means, Bumps That Spike?
Outside of volleyball?
Yeah. No. Did you know about it before that or no? Okay, so you did know about it.
You also have pass set spike.
That's
But bump is way better than pass.
Pass is like such a bad word. I have words that I do not like. I also have words that I like that are bad words. They're like words that have like bad connotation. Like the word Arbusto, have you heard that before?
Arbusto
is the first company that was given to George W. Bush so he could make a man of himself.
Okay.
And it was like a total failed company. It's like he's an idiot.
Well, with that name.
Yeah, but it's called Arbusto. That sounds that's such a badass name. Arbusto.
Arbusto.
The past week I cannot stop thinking about Arbusto. And it's making me it got in my head somehow and I'm like, why the fuck do I have this awesome word in my head? And I looked it up, I'm like, oh, it's that? But you know what? It's too bad. I'm sorry, but that's a great word, Arbusto.
It's a great word.
Same as there's so many great words for shitty. Halliburton's a great word.
Halliburton is a great word.
It just sounds like Halliburton. Death. Speaking of Halliburton, because we're talking about games.
Yeah,
I've been playing Borderlands 2 like a maniac lately,
which and I can't wait to play.
You have to get into this game. I was thinking about on the way here. I think it may be the greatest video game I've ever played.
Wow!
Because it does something that no video game I've ever played does, and it makes me laugh consistently.
Really?
Like, consistently, I'm laughing at this fucking... The writing in the game is funny. It's so funny. And not just the writing, the voice acting is hilarious. There's this character, Scooter, who's like this redneck mechanic dude.
Okay.
It's so funny. I can't fucking believe it. And Claptrap, it's so funny. It's like all these things.
I can't wait to play it.
The writing in it is so funny, and they have all these different arms manufacturers. And then, oh my God, it is just...
Okay, I'm going to play it.
It is outstanding. Like, the fact they did this, it's also, like, commentary, too, because there's all this commentary about, like, mechanized death and about large corporations. Like, they have all these announcements. It's like, the Hyperion Corporation reminds you, if you choose to become self-aware, report yourself to the nearest destruction agent. It's all these things. My paraphrasing is not as funny as the real thing, but...
I was a fan of the first one.
Oh, man, me too. It's so great.
Yeah.
It's like this incredible, incredible thing.
And I love how it looks.
Yeah, it looks so...
It's sort of black outlined in the...
Yeah, and it's crusty, but it's also like these colors and...
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm excited to play it.
So do you find with games, though... So I find I have to like limit my gaming to like almost every other night. Otherwise, I'll have these dreams that are just... That's what I'm not
that's what
dreaming.
You're doing.
I'm playing the game. I'm like... Oh, it's like I close my eyes... And the image of the person I'm just looking at has like a health bar underneath their face.
That's awesome.
Does that not happen to you?
Well, that's never happened to me, but I mean, yeah.
You don't get images?
No health bar is there, but
what about
that
like,
is awesome.
It's not awesome. I hate it. I feel like I'm being fucking haunted. Like if I play for 2 hours and have anything, the next 24 hours is haunted by visions of the game. Like back when I was playing I think it was Quake or one of those games where it's like a lot of hallway running. Okay. Maybe Halo.
Yeah.
My dreams were nothing but running through hallways and like hitting people with weird shit. You don't have that at all.
I'll have weird dreams, but I actually, for how much I play video games, it's weird that I don't really have video game dreams. They're weird, but not really anything so like that.
This is what I was thinking about this, is that I wonder if that means that maybe you have been assimilated.
Oh.
You think maybe?
Probably.
Or maybe I'm like, they're having trouble like getting me to crack me or something. I don't know.
I think my brain is just used to it.
Because I was playing Borderlands with my friend Duncan the other day, and I was like, we played for like 5 hours. I'm like, I have to stop. I have to fucking stop. I can't do it. And he was like, still, let's keep going. I'm like, Duncan, I can't fucking play anymore. It's going to like, my brain will be poisoned by the images of this fucking game, and I can't.
I know.
I think he's been assimilated.
I usually play games between the hours of, you know, like 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's prime gaming hours.
Yeah, my roommate, she works nights, and so she's, you know, we sort of talked about it, and we're like, oh, you gotta stop playing video games so much. Because I'm not a socializer. Like, I would rather, you know, spend time playing a game than with people. So, so she's like, okay, well, you're not gonna, you gotta stop. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You gotta get out there. You're young. So I was like, okay, God, I'll do it. And so since she started working nights, I'm like, this is awesome, because she's not gonna know that I'm playing games. And so she'll come home and I'll be like, I just had a whole, you know, great day.
You
just
lie to her? Done.
Well,
do you create like little things like, oh, check out this bottle of beer I bought from a friend when we were
we went out to this tonight.
Bar and it was crazy.
I brought home a beer bottle.
So that took just, 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel right. Yeah, I feel kind of bad. Like, I feel like it's at a point now where I'm totally lying about how much I'm playing it, but I don't feel like it's messing up my life in any way.
You're doing a good job speaking.
Yeah, I'm doing a podcast right now.
Yeah, and you saw the rover.
I saw the rover. I'm doing productive things learning very good, hand-eye coordination.
Right.
Like, that is insane.
That's something I remember when I was a little kid, when I was like in grade school, whatever, we first had like a debate class or like a mock debate.
Okay.
That was a thing. Fun. And for the pro video game side, that was always the only argument that they had was improved
hand-eye coordination.
Just such a
crock of
shit.
That's probably the only argument. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What a great skill. So now you can work in a Chinese factory assembling irons for 16 hours a day.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. So what else do we have to look forward to you besides besides The Last of Us, seeing Ashley Johnson in or around or associated with or whatnot?
Okay. What do we have to look forward to?
Is Lionheart coming out on Blu-ray anytime soon?
I think it is.
I can't wait to revisit that now. I'm so excited.
Oh boy, yeah. Last of Us.
Right.
I don't know. I think that might be it for a while.
So, got it. Well, yeah. That's pretty grazing though. That's pretty. I just said
pretty
grazing. Pretty grazing. That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty grazing.
Those video games are no simple feat. They're not like a movie or something.
No.
Movies are simple compared to video games. It's amazing how that's the case. You're on the internet.
I'm on Twitter.
Why don't you throw that out there?
My Twitter handle?
Yeah, if you want to. You don't have to.
We
can bleep it.
My Twitter handle is at the Vulcan Salute.
Right. And that's a Star Trek reference. I just sound like the oldest person of all time. Now that's one of those, that's a Star Wars, that's a star. She likes the show, Maury. She likes the show with the star people. It's a fun show. I watch it. I listen to it from the kitchen. I love the way it sounds. That Worf character. What is he so angry about? I think it's because he has a vagina in his forehead.
Yeah. Oh my!
So you have the Twitter.
Goodness.
You also you pin, you tumble.
A pin.
Do you want all that? Do you want all that out there, or no? Is it more of a privacy thing?
Come on.
I don't know.
If you have anything on the internet, I guess it's not.
You know what I mean?
It's just private.
It's one thing to advertise it, and it's one thing to do it where it's. Some people like to advertise it and want like all eyes humanly possible on it. And some people are like, this is sort of just for, you know, me and my buddies.
It's just for me to like look out when I'm at home. Yeah. I don't even know what my Tumblr is.
What is that voice you just did?
I don't know. I like that
voice. That's a good voice.
Okay.
It's good. It's like sounds like a lady who works at International Coffee, and she's always cozying up to a good book.
I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So all those things in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all that is probably on my Twitter somewhere, but Vulcan salute. The Vulcan salute. Because I'm pretty amazing to follow on Twitter. I'm not really. You shouldn't follow me on Twitter. It's super boring.
Well, that'll be the person who decides whether or not to follow you on Twitter. It'll be up to them.
It is a
voluntary act here in our free country.
Totally is.
Thank you for twisting the wind with me.
You're welcome.
And good night.
Bye.
Godspeed. Goodbye. Bye, Ashley. Ashley Johnson. Bye. She's just here. Bye.
I'm leaving.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.